are we talking about?
Hey, you know those Razor scooters? The ones that like they flip up, they flip open, and you, that's like a, it's like a skateboard on wheels with a skateboard on wheels.
Like sixth graders use?
Yeah, yeah. There's this girl on campus at K-State known as Scooter Girl. Please call her Rachel, though. She, that's what she uses to get from class to class, and she's made fun of for it.
Uh-huh.
So we're wondering what's wrong with the rest of us that we can't drive around one, or that everyone else who drives one is a fool.
Because we're not in sixth grade anymore.
She didn't really. That's the best reason you can't. So she can actually get around on it. You know, who cares, right? What's actually stopping you besides being in sixth grade? What is actually doing it?
Because I have a car.
Yeah.
And I have feet, and I'm not gonna. No, it's stupid. But okay, I was just wondering what the hell we were talking about because I was confused.
Oh, yeah, it is kind of confusing to that. A lot of people think we're talking about mopeds, but no.
Yeah.
It's not a moped. It's just it's one of those Razor scooters. Yeah, the two wheels.
Maybe she should get a moped.
What's that?
Maybe she should get a moped.
Upgrade to moped, huh?
Yeah.
That's a big step. I don't know. The scooter is cheaper, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we're hating on this girl for no particular reason. I think we're jealous.
No.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Yep, bye.
Sticks in the morning, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think I would do it just because, you know, if you're going somewhere, you don't want to be kind of sweaty or your hair messed up or something.
Well, but if she's just driving around on campus, she's staying less sweaty because she's got wheels on her feet now. You know what I mean? So she should be expending less energy if she's using wheels to get about.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, okay. I'm sure she still has a car, right? Doesn't she still have a car?
I don't know.
And she can drive to places like the grocery store and stuff like that. But yeah, when she's just trying to zip around from camp, you know, from campus location to campus location, or, you know, when she goes down to buy a carton of Marlboro Reds or something, she's got her scooter to get her there.
She does sound like a red smoker.
Doesn't it sound really funny? Can you see her scooter?
Maybe people don't like it because there's crowds of people and she's trying to scooter through the crowds and they're like, you know,
yeah,
the girl's going to run us over.
That's a good point. That's a very dangerous. You're just basically, you know, in a constant. You're battering ram, I guess, at that point.
Yeah.
But isn't that funny to picture her with her giant muscular calf, like scooting, and she's got like a Marlboro Reds carton under her right arm or something?
She probably
one hanging out of her mouth.
She switches her legs, though.
You think she does?
Yeah.
Otherwise, to get
on the way there, she uses right. On the way back, she uses the left.
You think so?
Yeah.
Let's see. What would I do? I would use. Let's see, which one do I feel more comfortable scooting on? I don't know.
I would stand on my right and scoot with my left.
Yeah, that's what I would think. Easier to pivot on, right?
Yeah. And so I would more use, stable on your dominant leg.
Yeah. But then on the way there, I would put it on my left leg, right? I would put it on the non-dominant. That way on the way back, it'd be an easier ride. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
If you wanted to even out
and
the
she can just, if she could, she could coast, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe find a hill or something.
Yeah.
Well, good stuff. Thanks for calling, all right?
Uh-huh.